nearly 17 years of broadcasting on what I like to say is the correct media, not the alternative media. I have been accused upon occasion of having a foul mouth. Yesterday morning, I had to be at my dentist at 8 o'clock in the morning for my quarterly teeth cleaning. And the dental hygienist that I was introduced to 3 months ago, who I did not originally like, she was pretty rough. I wound up having a very lengthy set in the chair with her yesterday, predominantly because the conversation led to politics. She's been in this country for 20 years, my friends, and she is Russian. She will tell you emphatically, I mentioned to her, my wife's Ukrainian, she says, I am Russian. And they're very, very adamant about that. They don't want to be associated with what they consider to be the lower class, even though the Ukrainians are probably the higher class of the bunch. And the conversation led to a wide range of things, and she said, I must tell you that in Russia, if I became ill, and was they would make you stay home for a week. They did not want you coming around other people where you were sick. And you would get paid for staying home because it was a lot less expensive to pay you rather than getting everybody else sick, and then everybody starts taking off. There's no production. And she, the striking comment she made, which I have heard from other Russians, is that she has never felt less free in this country as she does today, less free than it was at home in Mother Russia. Good evening. Welcome to Wednesday Nights with Roger on Thursday, right here on Life, Liberty, and all that jazz. I'm your host for the hour, Jeffrey Bennett, and we're glad to have you here live on this 10th day of November 2011, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our guest, as always, well, usually on Wednesdays, Roger Sales is with us, of course. I thought it was a great way to open the program, sharing that commentary, Roger, your feedback on that.
Well, you know, it's interesting as you said that. I remembered something, Jeff. You know, one of the guys that turned me on to this stuff years ago was a Russian doctor that I met. His name is Stan Brav. He's in the Atlanta area, and he had immigrated from Russia and left all his licenses over there and had to go back and totally requalify. He was a psychiatrist, great guy. Right. And he told me some stories about Russia. And just when you said that, it reminded me one of the things he said is he said, in Russia, we pretended to work, and they pretended to pay us. So, and the other thing was great is a comment on socialized medicine, because his brother was a doctor in a hospital, and he said that they had a guy come in, and he had lost his left arm in the war. And so he came into the doctor's office, and he was complaining that his right arm was sore. And the doctor, without ever even looking up from his desk, said, use your other arm. Now, is that a comment on coming socialized medicine or what?
Yeah, absolutely. No two ways about it. We are going to go to a break here in just a couple of seconds. And when we come back, we're going to pick up where we left off last week. But we have an extra kicker, a real joyful hour planned for you with one of our longtime listeners and supporters and someone who's become a very...
The Dallas Arms Collectors Association Incorporated is holding another Gun and Knife Show following Thanksgiving on the weekend of the 26th through the 27th of November 2011. The Dallas Arms Collectors are again promising the single largest gun show in the state of Texas, where you can buy, sell, or trade various firearms, platforms, and knives and other shooting accessories. Admission costs are adults $10 single day pass or $15 for a 2 day pass. Children under the age of 12 receive free admission. Free admission is also included when applying for or renewing your NRA membership. The show is open to the public 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturday and 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Sunday. Parking is free with 24-hour security on site. For more information, please visit www.dallasarms.com or call 972-369-6062. And don't forget to visit us at the Republic Broadcasting Network booth.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
I got to be going deep tonight. I can hardly hear that music creeping up. Anyway, welcome back to a Thursday Night Life, Liberty, and all that jazz. By the way, in case anyone has forgotten, because I've heard the mainstream media mention nothing about it, tomorrow's the day that we pay honor to veterans. And by the way, today's the, I can't remember which anniversary of the founding of the U.S. Marines. So we'll be talking about some of those things tomorrow. Anyway, welcome back. Roger Sales and our lovely guest, Miss Candy, is with us. Candy, welcome to the show.
Good evening. I'm delighted to be with both you and Roger and Jeff and have the opportunity to discuss Roger's amazing book, From Freedom to Slavery. I'm Candy, and I came to upon Roger back in April listening to Jeff's show and have become a big fan, and have had the opportunity through becoming friends with Roger to have the opportunity to pre-read this book. And when I think about what Roger's accomplished by writing this book, a scene from Sleeping Beauty comes to mind. It's a scene where the prince has to splash his way through the briar trees erected by the evil Maleficent as he proceeds to confront her in the final battle.
I was going to add, I don't mean to step on you, but one of my friends, you know how much I like quotes, and one of my friends tells me, I think it was a Thoreau quote, and he said, for every 1,000 people hacking at the branches of tyranny, there's one striking at the root. And that's kind of how I like to envision myself, because I think we go further and deeper and more accurate than anybody, at least that I've ever seen in 20 years of avid study from a lot of different teachers, all right?
Absolutely.
And one of the reasons that I wanted to get Candy on here tonight, and we'll preface it, was because tonight we were planning on announcing the book and the website being up. And as Murphy lives, 2 days ago, my publisher and webmaster's hard drive crashed. So he's been up for 36 hours when I talked to him today and was pretty punch drunk trying to get this thing put back together and was headed off into Atlanta to do some data recovery. So I'm hoping that any day we're going to be able to get this up. In the interim, a couple of weeks ago, I sent this book to Candy because she's got a journalistic background and an editing type background, and she's become a very good friend, and which I want to add a side note is one of the nicest things of all of this to me is some of you people that I've met at this stage, and I know I'm going to meet a lot more as we go forward. And Candy and Ron are just dear people, and with the respect that I have for her, I wanted her, and she's somewhat of a neophyte, only coming into this a few years back, and I'm not going to preempt and give her story, but all those things kind of accumulated in her being on with you tonight, because I want y'all, since I can't put the book in your hands, and you hear me every week, I wanted you to hear a different opinion from somebody that has read it and absorbed it, and we'll just kind of give Candy the mic and let her go.
Thank you, Roger. And, yes, you have really slashed at the roots with your powerful research and with this book. And continuing on that same theme that I was on, the power junkies are masters in deception. And Roger, like the prince, I'll go back to my fairy tale analogy, has managed to slash his way through their tangled webs of deceit and totally exposes this monster. And speaking of fairy tales, the deceivers know that we as Americans are strongly influenced by our beliefs, and they manipulate us by playing on those beliefs. I believe my country's number one. I believe my country fights for my freedom, because we like to think of ourselves as being free people, going back to what Jeff mentioned about the Russian woman. Mm-hmm. We would never think of ourselves as being like Soviet Union. We're free. I remember riding on my bike as a kid for hours, feeling the wind against me and thinking, I'm so lucky I was born in this country, the freest country on earth, and just feeling that freedom. We love our freedom. And when I read this book and realize that child that thought she was so free had already had that freedom taken away from her, it angered me to no end to what they have done to us. But Roger provides answers also. Now, he also provides remedies, doesn't just leave us in the dark. You know, awakening to the truth is not a one-time event, as Roger stated. You know, I was asleep not too many years ago myself. I'd say within the past 8-9 years, I've been gradually waking up. And it's an ongoing process. And it's kind of like a detective chasing down the different clues that come your way. And each day, a little more complete becomes the story. But this book is the ultimate dot connector. And I like to think of myself as being a dot connector. But I can't tell you how many aha moments I had while reading this book. For instance, James Traficant. I knew while I was back when he was put away, that there was something a little strange about what happened, but I didn't really delve into it. And I heard him talk after his release, and I realized he was had been a political prisoner. But it wasn't until reading Roger's book that I realized really why he was a political prisoner, because he had exposed on the floor of Congress what had been done to us by the 14th Amendment. What we had been, that we'd been turned over as collateral to the Federal Reserve. And those exposures, they had to do something to get rid of them. They couldn't have that truth be out there. Anytime you want to come in, Roger, you might.
No, I would like great. To say one thing is this is not rehearsed. I have not asked Candy one thing that she was going to say. I said, I want you to come from this with the heart, okay? And I want you to inform the audience what your thoughts and feelings are. And I would like to add one thing, is that when you awake here, this is a lifelong growth process. Right. You're not going to get it in a day. You're not going to get it in a year or 10 years. I've been in it 20 years, and I still get revelations that startle me, okay? Mm-hmm. And I know this stuff pretty darn well, all right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, it's so true. It's a constant, and the more you seek, the more you find. I was listening in the last couple of days to some discussions surrounding Jesse Ventura's the trial that he didn't get, that he had hoped to get, that the judge held on to it for 10 months and then just came out and said that he wasn't allowed to have a jury trial. And he was serious, and there's been different commentary and different confusions about it. But reading this book, I immediately understood why he was not able to have that jury trial. And that was because we lost our sovereignty with the 14th Amendment and with the ruling, majority ruling by U.S. versus Wong Kim Ark in 1898 that took the God-given rights and sovereignty that our that we had fought for and won in the Revolutionary War and turned us back to the feudal system that we had fought against. And under the feudal system, the sovereign was a king, and no one could sue the king without the king's consent. With the 14th Amendment and Wong Kim Ark, we've been, our sovereignty has been reversed to the federal United States. And they can then say, we do not give our consent to let you sue us. No. Period.
It's startling information, and because, like you, Candy, when I was young, I used to think how lucky I was. I said, you know, I was born in the United States of America, and it was only as I've come into this information and grown through this that I realized that it still is a blessing if you know how to take advantage of it, and that's what this book gives each and every one of you, is the power of knowledge. Now, you know, the old saying that knowledge is power. Is true to a point. Knowledge is power when it is exercised against competent authority. And that's what we give you a blueprint to do if you're so motivated and choose to do so.
Yes, exactly. And I was just going to say this book will anger you beyond belief and then give you such feelings of empowerment because there are remedies. It shows you these remedies. And including empowering yourself, learning and teaching yourself so that you are not left just as a one of their serfs that they can tromp on, which is what's happening. This is what's
exactly.
happening in the country.
And, you know, it, as you come to the realization, see, and the reason that affidavit is so powerful is because it's correctly executed and correctly filed in the correct spot. And when that happens and you send it to these people, you see their problem now is just like the classic chess problem is they're in checkmate. They can't rebut the affidavit and they can't deny the information and they can't do away with that status because A, it's there and B, it's the status they have. Who do you think are the sovereigns in this shooting match? We know who the serfs are.
Yeah.
You know, I was thinking just the other day, and this is another thing that came to me. You know, if you go to the law library, there's two sets of laws. There's the statutes at large, and those are the laws that are passed by Congress and signed by the president. And then they're codified over into the United States Code. And then there's positive and non-positive law in there, and I won't go into all that stuff. But I want to make the comment that there's your two sets of laws right there to this very day.
And we got a break coming up. Stay with us, Roger, Candy, the lovely Candy, Northern Eye Candy, Lucky Ron. We'll be back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over?
Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Chris Bode to bring us back from the break. Jeff Bennett here, Life, Liberty, and all that jazz. I want to take just a moment. I opened up the program tonight recanting a visit to my dental hygienist yesterday, the Russian. The interesting thing is, Roger, if you recall, back in 1998, I was in Escondido, California, and it's when I went over to record my two-part series, The American Crisis 2, and my engineer, who was a gentleman I'd met the year before when I was working on, if you remember, my Moses project, his name was Valeri, and I won't even try to pronounce his last name. It's amazing, but he was Russian. He is still in high demand. He is a marvelous studio engineer. European and Russian rock bands still come to this country to work for him. He's been here now a lot of years, and at that time he'd been here some 25 years. He recanted much the same story. He and I would finish working about 1, 2 in the morning and go sit at Denny's or Coco's and have some breakfast and some coffee, and we'd talk politics. And he very much recanted the same kind of stories that America, this was 1998, so that's what, 13, 14 years ago almost. And he said that he fears that America was going in the same exact direction as what he left.
Well, I'll tell you, Stan Bravi used to tell me years ago when I was first getting into this, he said, man, this is exactly like Russia. He said, there's no place left for me to run.
Yeah. Yeah. Very, very common. Let's return to Roger in our conversation with the lovely Candy. Let you guys kind of pick up where you left off. I'm just kind of sitting back here relishing in this tonight.
You forgot charming and talented.
Oh, you? Forget you.
And Roger, I have a question.
Okay.
I'm curious.
A pregunta, huh?
A pregunta, sí. In the book, you talk about you got into a pretty heavy scrabble with the IRS tax on taxes, and I was curious whether that battle occurred before you filed your affidavit or after.
Well, you know, it's interesting, Candy, because as I said early in these programs, you know, I just always knew something was wrong from the 60s. I was, I'm just an old hippie. And I knew back then, you know, when we were fighting against Vietnam and all that stuff, that something was wrong and all the assassinations. And I just never knew until somebody got me into the tax movement. So fortunately for me, my second or third week in that, I crossed paths with John and Glenn, my teachers, and the people whose work you're going to read eventually when we can get this to, in your hands. And I filed that affidavit and figured, you know, and this, I thought, well, golly gee, this is so simple, man. I'll just go out and explain to people what's going on here and we'll just get this thing straight. So I was very naive. And I filed the affidavit immediately upon getting involved with John and Glenn, and started sending it into the IRS and started my battle there, which went on for about 8 or 9 years, and resulted in them absconding with $35,000 of my money at a house closing, which I'd like to talk about a little bit, because once again, this is another one of these revelations that's come to me, and I swear this only came to me in the last couple of days. I have it in my notes to talk about. And here's what happened. When I knew this was going to happening, I went and had somebody put a lien on my house. And in true legal parlance, if you will, the first in line in time, it gets satisfied. So that my thinking was the IRS comes in and puts a lien on behind you, and that they're going to be shut out from the lien that's ahead of them. But when I got to the closing table to sit down, and the closing attorney looked over at me, and the people had just sold their house the hour before, and they're sitting across the table, sorry for the ambient noise here, and the lawyer comes in and sits down, and a closing attorney, and he looks at me and he says, well, Roger, I need a check for $35,000 and some odd change to the Internal Revenue Service. And everybody in the room goes dead silent. And if anybody's ever been in real estate, when something happens at a closing like that, you know, the room's silent. And the only thing you hear is the click of everybody's eyeballs as they start looking at you, okay? And so I never could figure out how that happened. But it just recently occurred to me, and you see, I know all this stuff pretty cold, is that the reason that their lien jumped ahead of the other liens is because those liens were on the house, and the IRS's liens on you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Bingo. Wow.
So it's simple. There's a simple explanation. Nobody ever understands it, see?
Yeah.
So, yes, to answer your question without going around the bush, yes, I started my battle with filing the affidavit, and we'll do a whole show on that if any of you are going to fight this. And I've told you before, I haven't mentioned it a lot because we've got a lot of business in front of us, but we got another book right behind this. It's probably going to come out a month or month and a half after this one that absolutely goes in and dissects the entire tax system, and it shows you where the remedy is if you don't want to work or getting out of the system. It shows you where the remedy is that they've hidden from you from the old English process that they're using inside the system. And that's coming. I'm not going to muddy the water. I'm just going to tell you that that's the second prong of this attack.
Yes, because you do mention in the book that they have In the IRS regulations, they have separate and distinct classifications for citizenship. Have a nice little loophole that right in the IRS reg.
26 CFR 1.1-A and C.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting.
So we'll come back and elaborate on this just a teeny bit more.
We be hitting the bottom of the hour with the lovely Renee Olstead. We'll be back in just a couple minutes.
I'll just ask him if you is or if you ain't my baby.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Again, 1-888-246-4121.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
For a friend of ours, and no more of that too many bedrooms sleeping in by chance, but then he was never very loose anyway. Roger Sales, welcome back. The lovely Miss Candy, welcome back to the long section of tonight's Life, Liberty, and all that jazz. This is great, Candy. I'm so glad you're here. I am fascinated just sitting back listening to your take, so I'm going to shut up and let you guys continue. This is cool.
I've got a disclaimer here. When you're talking about that too loose stuff, it depends on what category you're talking about.
Well, there was a time you were in the music business, so, you know, we kind of understand.
Yeah, it goes with the territory there. Well, you know, something that hit me the other day, a saying I heard one time that I really liked, and I think it pertains to what we're talking about here in this project, and that is it's pretty damn hard to soar with the eagles when you're plucking around with the turkeys. Okay, so you got to decide which one you want to be.
Yeah.
So, well, you know, let me read something that's, and I've seen this before. Maybe some of you have heard it. I'm going to give the credit here at the bottom and explain a little bit of ahead of time. This is a letter from Rothschild agent Colonel Edward House Mendelhaus to Woodrow Wilson. Woodrow Wilson was his step and fetch it boy, if you want to put it that way. And this comes out of his diary. And one of the reasons I know that this has not been publicly floated around is, you know, Dr. Stan Monteith. I'm sure everybody listening here is familiar with Dr. Stan. And he spent a lot of years and his own money going around the world. And I heard him say on a radio show one night that one of the things he did is he went to the Yale Library, and Dr. Mendelhaus's diary is in the Yale Library. You can't take it out, and I don't even know if you can copy it, but that's where it is, and that's where this is from. And I'm going to read it here, and it says, very soon every American will be required to register their biological property in a national system designed to keep track of the people that will operate under the ancient system of pledging. Sorry for the noise, I'm in a hotel. By such methodology, we can compel people to submit to our agenda. which will affect our security as a chargeback for our fiat paper currency. These Argentinians love to talk, can you tell? Every American will be forced to register or suffer not being able to work and earn a living. They will be our chattel, and we will hold the security interest over them forever by operation of the law merchant under the scheme of secured transactions. Americans, by unknowingly or unwittingly delivering the bills of lading to us, will be rendered bankrupt and insolvent forever to remain economic slaves through taxation secured by their pledges. They will be stripped of their rights and given a commercial value designed to make us a profit, and they will be none the wiser, for not one man in a million could ever figure our plans out. And if by accident one or two would figure it out, we have our arsenal, plausible deniability. After all, this is the only logical way to fund government, by floating liens and debts to the registrants in the form of benefits and privileges. This will inevitably reap to us huge profits beyond our wildest expectations and leave every American a contributor to this fraud, which we will call social insurance. Without realizing it, every American will insure us for any loss we may incur, and in this manner, every American will unknowingly be our servant, however begrudgingly. The people will become helpless and without any hope for their redemption, and we will employ the high office of the president of our dummy corporation to foment this plot against America.
Mm. And that was Mandel House.
Yes.
It's interesting. I think I may have shared this with you. There is a bookstore that I used to love going to in Long Beach. It was founded back in the 1930s. The original founder and owner had collected an amazing collection of some unbelievable books, which he gave to the Long Beach Library. He ultimately passed on. His, I guess it was his daughter-in-law. The husband must have passed on as well. She wound up taking over the bookstore. And several years ago, the city of Long Beach, in effect, condemned the property and said, well, we'll pay your expenses to find another location and move. And, of course, she started getting the bids to pack up literally acres of books. That was the name of this store, Acres of Books. I don't know if you ever got down that way, Candy.
No, I did not.
In there, I found the complete four-piece first edition of the Intimate Papers of Colonel House.
Oh, you're kidding.
It had been sitting up on the top shelf of this bookstore for God knows how many years. Nobody had a clue what it was. And I get into a bookstore, and I'm a dog. Until I find what I'm looking for, and I'm sitting here. It's in my office right now. It's amazing. Secondly, I have to share this, Candy. Or I know your nervousness coming on the air, and hopefully we've kind of calmed that down. I received an email during the break that I have to share with both of you. It says, "Dear Jeff, the passion in this woman's voice makes me cry as I listen to her alone in my world. Could this bring us the complete long-awaited disclosure? To grasp that there is finally Roger's book coming up so soon and being discussed with such gusto. God bless you."
Oh, that is so lovely. Thank you. Thank you.
So you coming back, baby?
Candy, what are your observations? I'd like to get some other off the cuff stuff, not stuff you have outlined, but just feelings.
Well, we were talking about the taxes, and then we went to what you were just reading, which brought to mind one of the things that struck me so severely in this book was how first we had the 14th Amendment set up and then the bankruptcy of the United States and then the U.S. government, federal government had no assets. So they pledged us, we the people, all our you know, future assets, we're the collateral in all our assets. That's, and seeing that, you just go to the Federal Reserve.
That is something that so few people realize. I was reading an article by Paul Drockton, who's a guy that's done a lot on rents lately as a financial guy out of Utah, just the other day when I was in Buenos Aires. And he was saying that, you know, the Federal Reserve makes interest off of every fern that's circulating. And I thought, well, you see, here's what you don't realize is that you're the collateral for this loan, and you're the ones that back the bonds. And the bond market is 10 times bigger than the stock market, so whatever they're making off these loans that are floating around is 10 times bigger.
Yes.
On the bonds.
Yes. And we're it, baby. That reality is such a slap in to wake up. I don't know if that doesn't wake you up. I don't know what will.
I'm going to tell you something, and this is something that has come to me, and I'm a very humble, I try and be a very humble person, all right? I'm a messenger here. I don't claim it's in my research, or some of it is, not all of it. The concept and everything came from my teachers. I'm sorry for all this noise. I guess we got a high school graduation class coming through here or something. now I've lost my blasted train of thought. It's very important to realize that now we have a remedy, okay? It's always been there. It's just been hidden from you. And whether you're going to do it or not and in what numbers we're going to do it is what's yet to be determined. But you've got a tremendous sword of Damocles that we're going to put in your hands. And it's going to be up to you. And just like you said, this guy that sent the email in, it's up to you and your God, okay? And yeah. You're going to have to make these decisions. But what it gives us is it gives us power because now we're on the same page. Let me throw in something that hit me just the other day. Remember after Oklahoma City, Jeff, Candy wasn't involved in this back then, but all of the guys around the country that were doing citizens grand juries?
Yes, I do recall.
Okay. Well, how are they going to do citizens grand juries with a bunch of serfs?
That's why.
We get some jurisdiction, and we're elevated ourselves out of that slave mentality. Now you got power, because now you got access to God's laws, and you're on the same level with these guys. Okay, so you start thinking in terms of this, and I'm going to tell you, I got my thought back. I try and be humble, but I know that since this information got out, these people have sped up their agenda. Now, as we've talked about before, you got Russell Estes, the Inspector Clouseau of the Southern Perverted Larceny Center down there, and he starts calling in to even to John Statmiller, okay, and the show saying this stuff Roger Sales is teaching is going to get a lot of people in trouble. I said, you're damn right it is. People just like you, chief. Okay, and so whether or how much this has sped up their agenda, but they know this is coming. All right. And I'll tell you how serious this is to them. And I didn't even know this until recently. When John and Glenn first started, they sent letters to the IRS, and they sent all the documentation to the IRS. And they said, this is what we're going to be teaching in our course. And if any of your agents want to come to these courses and show us a badge, we'll let them in free, and we'll give them all the study materials free. And the IRS wrote them back and said, well, thanks. We're going to pass it on to the education department. Well, they didn't feel like sending any of their agents to the seminars, but they really wanted to send 27 CID agents with M16s over there, okay? So if that doesn't reaction-wise tell you that this scares the pee waddling out of these people, okay?
You bet. This kind of information is exactly what they do not want to be out there because they don't want the people to wake up and realize what has been done to them, and what they can do to get it back.
And see, now this is how I know that this is God's plan right here, because I tried for years and beat my head against the wall because it felt so good when I stopped to get this information out there, and I could get very few people to listen. So I kind of just put it on the back burner and said, well, I'm just going to let God take care of it. Obviously, the timing isn't right. So look at our timing now. Now, we're going to take this wonderful, empowering information, and we got a wonderful way of distributing it through the Internet. And just like, you know, John wants to say he's going to get the stations in the top 20 markets and do all that stuff because we need people. You know, listen, the whole country fought against England with less than 5% of the population. We don't need huge numbers of people. We just need numbers of the right people.
That is true.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
is true. You know, I was my husband and I were in Santa Barbara over the weekend, and there was a Occupy Wall Street thing going down the streets of Santa Barbara, down the main drag. And I was surprised to see that this particular group, it seemed to get some of it. The one gentleman had a megaphone, and he was telling about the $53 trillion that B of A just dumped onto the taxpayers through the FDIC.
Right.
And there were a lot of dumbfounded-looking people along the side, but so it was. They were getting that message out there.
Pray that people are receptive now. And I get a sense all the way down here from Argentina over what we've done here that people are receptive. This is going to be like an MLM deal. You know, I spent a number of years doing MLM stuff, and all you guys are going to be on my front line, okay? And we're going to try and duplicate this, and we're going to put this information in numbers of people's hands. And I know a lot of you out there are motivated because I hear from you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I know I'm touching people's lives, and it gives me warm fuzzies that words can't really describe, all right?
Well, I know what's on. I was just going to say, I know what's on my Christmas list for everyone that I know.
Well, there's a great idea is to give this stuff as Christmas presents, but give it to people that, you know, will read and that, you know, you don't want to throw your pearls before swine here. That's a lesson that I learned the hard way.
Very true.
Hey, if you guys don't mind an interruption, I just got a breaking news piece. The Obama administration has quietly drawn up plans to provide a key Persian Gulf ally with thousands of advanced bunker buster bombs and other munitions, part of a stepped-up U.S. effort to build a regional coalition to counter Iran. The proposed sale to the United Arab Emirates would vastly expand the existing capabilities of the country's air force to target fixed structures, which could include bunkers and tunnels, the kind of installations where Iran is believed to be developing weapons. So, Mr., we ain't going to go to woe no mo, and I'm bringing everybody home. Now we know why. Here we go again.
Over the weekend, I saw an article in Reddit that was on Robbie's site, as a matter of fact, Jeff, that it has come out in papers that, 20, 25 years ago, Simon Perez was down there selling nuclear weapons to South Africa, okay?
Well, sure.
So
yeah.
Here's the hypocrites again, you know?
Yeah.
The world's biggest hypocrites, these Zionist pigs, this Zionist scum that rules this whole world. And you're going to have a sword to fight these people with. You're going to be David. They're Goliath. Get your slingshot and get a rock and start polishing.
It's funny you put it that way because I have said for years, in fact, the new website I've got, No Stinking Amnesty, in my mission statement, I, you know, challenge people, gird up your loins and prepare for battle. And that can be meant on many, many fronts in this world today. We all know that. What we're talking about, what Roger has been talking about, what Candy has so refreshingly joined us with tonight, we've been talking about on this program every Wednesday since late March, early April. This is a battle of another type. And if you choose to get involved with this battle for your own life, your own liberty, your own freedom, you better be prepared to gird up your loins for battle because it's going to be a battle. This ain't for the weak at heart.
It's not for your alone. It is for your posterity and their posterity. And the future of the world, because what we're talking about right now, and I had some stuff, I said, we're not going to have time to read it. Hopefully I'll get into it. It'll be posted on my website. But what you're going into right now is the same battle that's been going on for thousands of years. And that is man going to be ruled by God and his laws, or is man going to be ruled by man and his laws? You're fighting the battle of man's law versus the common law. And it's been going on for a long time.
Hey, we got to run to our last break. We'll be back for a few minutes with some final comments, hopefully from both Roger and Candy. Stick with us.
listeners, by now, most of you have started stocking up on gold and silver to get you through the upcoming economic crisis, and that's good. You're ahead of the crowd. But when the dollar finally fails, as every paper currency in the history of the world has failed, and silver and gold prices are worth hundreds or even tens of thousands of dollars an ounce, do you really expect to be able to easily trade them for basic essentials? With precious metals prices soaring, now may be the time to take a look at copper. For thousands of years, copper was used daily for bartering in the marketplace, and we're guessing we'll need it again, and very soon. Visit AOCScopper.com, the nation's largest private producer of copper medallions, and browse our huge selection. Stock up now while you still have time. That's AOCScopper.com, and use promo code RBN to receive free shipping. Don't get stuck without a practical way to trade. Visit AOCScopper.com and get prepared today.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation, but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny, and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method, which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Vampire. I love to see the evening sun go down. Welcome back to the final moments. One quick comment. I've taken two calls by one listener during the break, and his second call had to do with the profound nature of the comments you made about making a choice whether we are going to follow man's law or God's law. And interestingly enough, Cecil B. DeMille made a very similar commentary in the opening introduction to the 1956 movie The Ten Commandments. Anyway, Roger,
this is an age-old battle. You know, I read the Cicero quote before Christ. He says, you know, there's only two ways that man gets laws, from God or man. This is an age-old battle, and we are so lucky. Men have wanted to be alive for thousands of years at this time right now.
Yeah.
And not only are you alive, but you're aware and you're awake, and you're going to be getting some tools that are going to blow your minds, okay? I wanted to say, Jeff, you were talking earlier in the show about doing a veterans program tomorrow and that the U.S. isn't recognizing any veterans stuff. I didn't read the story. I saw the headlines that it seems to me like they were recognizing it by dumping veterans' remains in a landfill somewhere.
I saw that.
So it leaves you speechless.
It does.
I wanted to touch on this, one of the things we're talking about, property and all that stuff. and us being slaves and how aware these people are of this. And it hit me the other day as I was rereading this book for editing it. And part of the book is the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto. And if you'll remember, the first plank is abolition of all private property, is what you've seen it written as. But that's not how it was written. The first plank is abolition of property in land and the application of all rents of land to public purposes. What doesn't it abolish? Personal property, where their serf. They made it explicit, property in land, not in man.
Powerful stuff. Sandy, we're going to let you have the last word. You've got a minute if you're lucky. Go for it, babe.
I just want to say, in taking off quickly from what you were talking about, I feel like we are on a precipice. We are at a really important point in history. And this is, it's exciting, sometimes a little scary, but with information like you have, you'll have at your hand from Roger's book, you'll feel empowered and no reason to be afraid of our future if we have the power of our, as was stated before, God's power behind us. This is an exciting time we're going through. And
listen, they're aware of this, man. They try and separate us from that power. They don't want us getting together in the same mind to be able to concentrate and pray to our God, because they know where the power is. These people know this stuff, okay?
Yeah. It was wonderful talking with you guys.
Candace, thank you so very much. This has made a very pleasurable hour. I think a great break for both Roger and I. Very intelligent lady, married to a heck of a nice guy, and... hey, her father-in-law isn't such a bad guy either. You folks take care of yourselves. Roger and I will be back next week, hopefully on Wednesday. Take care of yourselves. Without apology, I am Jeffrey Bennett.
Our best to Ron, James.